Yep, I just started the recording.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Roll call, please.
Absolutely. Karen Bounds.
Here, finally.
Loretta Broomfield.
Here.
Frank Buckingham.
Here.
And Christy Walker.
Here.
Hallelujah, we're all here. Okay, do we have any public comment?
No public
I'm
comment.
assuming we don't. Okay, we need the approval of the minutes from June 6th, 23, attachment 4.1. I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
This is Loretta. I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second
I'll
it.
second it. Okay, who was
Christy.
that? Christy?
Christy second.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call is Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Loretta Broomfield.
Yes.
Frank Buckingham.
Yes.
And Christy Walker.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carried. There's no unfinished business listed, so we will go on to new business. Review new and revised job descriptions for fiscal year 2024, attachment 6.1.
Yeah. Okay, great. So this is my
Take it
part
away.
here. Awesome.
Yep.
So in our FY24 budget, we had approved for two new positions in our IT department. And those positions are the data analyst, the job description that you see attached here, as well as the full stack developer. Those are the new positions that we are looking to create. These job descriptions were newly created with the help of Troy Brown and Leslie Bednar and myself to make sure that we were covering the valid duties. So full stack developer is a tech term for a programmer. So just in case you're not up on the techie knowledge, because I wasn't, I had to get with Troy to make sure that that was correct. And then a data analysis is a position that will be able to pull the data that we need for various reporting, whether it be grants or reporting numbers and statistics to various outside organizations. And then also internally, making sure that our data is supporting our mission and values and goals. Does anybody have any questions on those two particular job descriptions?
Nope.
Not me.
Okay. And then I can move on to the other job descriptions. So the other job descriptions are the marketing developer and the lead architect. So the reason that these were looked at is the lead architect is the person who is responsible currently for all the programming. So it was really important to be able to look at those duties and pull them and put them into the full stack developer duties as well. So we needed to evaluate to make sure that each job was performing the correct essential job functions. Same with the marketing administrator. So we had recently updated the communications position, which was communications administrator, to communications and advocacy administrator. Those two positions, the communications and marketing, work so closely together that we there again needed to pull all that information to make sure that we were accurately describing the job duties within both of those particular positions. So that's why they were pulled out and they were reevaluated. So just to kind of give you a little bit of history on how we perform evaluations of these job descriptions. As I'd mentioned, I go out to the respected directors that are responsible for those. We work together to make sure we're accurately reflecting what those duties are. After that's all compiled and put into our job description format, we send it out to HR Source. So HR Source is a third party that evaluates where these jobs get placed on the pay scale. So you'll notice, if you look at the job descriptions, you'll notice that they do have a pay scale rate on them. So the two new positions that we did, the lead stack developer and the data analyst, fall in the category 10 of the pay scale. And if you look, I put for reference, you should have a copy. The very last document will have all of our pay scales and all of the positions listed as far as where they fall within that. So you know exactly from the dollar amount where they fall. So that's kind of how we do the process to better place them on a pay scale, both existing job description jobs and new jobs. So, and it's very important for the new jobs because we need to know where to start these folks based on their experience level and kind of what their education qualifications are as well. So that helps us to decide where we place them on the particular scale. We have on here, if you look, we have a minimum range, a midpoint range, and a maximum range. Now, what we do is we add in between the minimum and the midpoint and the maximum, we actually add another scale in there. So finance and I have come up with the formula to add a second scale. So technically, there are five different levels of pay grades within each position. So they gives the opportunity for individuals, you know, for promotions and also if they obtain certain certifications and or degrees, they will place a little bit higher on the actual pay scale and the pay grade. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Fabulous. And then I wanted to also review right before that pay scale, you'll see the assessment for HR SOARs. And that is the that's where these positions came back at. So you'll see here, it says ad hoc market benchmarking spreadsheet, effective September 1st. So this is the information that's pulled. So what HR SOARs does in this process, they take our job descriptions, they take the percentage of duties that are being performed from each of the respective areas. So you'll see the weight limit. The weight limit is based on how much of that particular duty one performs within their specific job. And then that's how she kind of comes up with where they fall into the pay scale. On the very bottom, there's surveys A through D. That will indicate the surveys that were utilized for the benchmarking. So this is market data, what is paid in the Edwardsville area, because we do use Edwardsville as our base hub location. So these are salaries based in Edwardsville. And then they come up with kind of a general, you know, a general assessment, and they just give us that composite base pay as like a mid-grade level. That's not what we're paying these employees. That would be determined on their experience and also their education level as well. So just so you're not like looking at that and going, oh, wow, that's a lot to start off. That's why they just kind of automatically put them on a midpoint level. So does anybody have any questions for me regarding the job descriptions or where folks have placed? Now, I know for the two existing positions that lead architect actually ended up in the same pay grade as before due to the amount of technical knowledge. They were already at a high level of that 11. And then the marketing administrator was actually at a 7 and now places at an 8. Does anybody have any particular questions for me regarding those job descriptions or any part of the process that I haven't explained?
That's amazingly clear, everything that you did, all that work.
Okay, great. That was awesome. Clear. Okay, well, thank you, Christy. That's good to hear. We try to achieve it.
Good job.
Well, thank you. It is a lot of work to just kind of go through.
I can't even imagine.
Go through the process, but it's a fair process. And by using that third party, that really helps take out and take away from, oh, but I really like Susie. I want to give her more money. It doesn't allow for any of that. It takes out that whole, you know, subjectivity.
Susie's so nice and you're not going to give her money.
Yeah, Exactly. Wanting to give folks more, right. You know, just because of, you know, likeness or, you know, really enjoying working with a person.
Mm-hmm. Very fair. Yeah,
so that's all I have for you as it entails the job descriptions today and also where the folks fall on the pay grade system.
Okay. And since we are just reviewing these don't require any action on our part other than we will fill the board that we talked about these.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Anybody have any questions about any of this?
No.
Good explanation. Okay. Hearing none. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Good. Hearing none, we will move on to public comment, of which there isn't any that I'm aware of. Do we have any announcements?
I have a few announcements. So just to prepare you for the next meeting, our next meeting is going to be reviewing new policies for our employee handbook. We are in that time frame. So my goal is to give you new policies at our October meeting and then for our November meeting, giving you revised policies because there have been a lot of Illinois state laws changed within the last 6 months, actually. So we'll be reviewing employee handbook for the next two meetings, just as a precursor of what's to come.
Such fun.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll try and get back online and we will try to get a time period for this meeting that is agreeable to all of us and we'll go from there.
Sounds wonderful.
All right. Okay. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will move to adjourn.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Loretta.
Thank you. Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.
That was the shortest meeting I've ever been in. I love it.
Awesome. I told you we get to the point.
You too. Great.
Everybody have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye bye.